Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I want to say this real quick. Congratulations to Mick McCabe. What a great run. 55 years as consistent an individual and professional that I've ever been around. So congratulations to him on his retirement. And whatever he does next, I know he's written some books. He's done a lot, and he's always been a joy to be around.
His coverage in high school sports,
yeah,
it more than speaks for itself. So yes, yeah.
as one that he used to cover in those 55 years, he just had a way with making kids who were excelling at high school sports feel really good about what they were doing.
It's well said. We got some phone calls and ticket text. Is Ragnow your biggest concern? Replacing him, your biggest concern for the Lions in their pursuit of a Super Bowl? Or is it the things we've previously discussed? Coordinators, schedule, defense, pass rush. You let us know. And then I'll explain why my alarm went off right before the update. Let's get to Nate Lavonia. Nate, what's up?
Hey, guys. I understand everyone's concerned with Ragnow leaving. But that being said, I kind of compare this to the Eagles when they lost Kelce and replaced him with Juergens. You know, they still had Johnson and Mailata on the ends, but, you know, I think we still have great linemen in Sewell and Decker and some interior linemen that can help pick up the pace for Ragnow. So my main concern is still the new coordinators.
But we don't have Landon Dickerson, right? If we had kept Zeitler, you could maybe make a better comparison. We're replacing a veteran in Zeitler and Frank Ragnow, where the Eagles had an all-pro, all-world guard. We don't have that up, you know, to help fill in at center. And Juergens had started 11 games the year before.
Was Zeitler a Pro Bowler last year?
No, but he's a highly productive player.
Sure.
A highly productive veteran player that they are replacing. So you don't even have that to help. And then you may be dropping in a player who's not as good as Cam Juergens, certainly not as proven as Cam Juergens.
There is a world where Zeitler, yes, you can't replace that experience. They're not going to have anything to replace that experience. But at 11, 12 years, you become a little bit more limited. You lose a step. And you make that up because of what you know and the experience that you have and the anticipation that you have. But whether it's Mahogany or it's Ratledge, you may have a better physical player than you had last year.
Ticket texters. Eagle won the Super Bowl. Eagles won the Super Bowl after their all-pro center retired. Stoutland is the best O-line coach, but Hank Fraley is right there too. Pass rush remains my biggest concern. That's a DT in a pickup truck.
I think there needs to be a lot that is said about having Hank Fraley as your offensive line coach. We've seen him develop offensive linemen to be productive in this league. Glad that he's here and not a coordinator somewhere else.
Texter says the notes are out on Goff. He's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and the O-line has to be the very best in the NFL for them to get to the Super Bowl. Now it's my biggest concern by far. Yesterday, we phrased it like this. If they don't have a top 10 offensive line, they're not winning the Super Bowl. And I would shout that from the rooftop. I think the way this roster is built, the strength of this football team is predicated on having a quality offensive line. Do I think they have to be number one? No. But they have to be at least a top 10 unit. And I can't confidently tell you they will be right now.
No, so that's going my into the season, going into the season, no.
Yeah.
By the end of the season, yeah, they need to be a top 10, and they can be.
Come on, Cookies. That's the sound I use for my alarm. You just gave me PTSD, signed Ryan on the ticket text. Okay, so let's get into this.
Why did you have your alarm set? Cookies.
So this is going to play into your wheelhouse.
But I'm having a
bit of a situation today. I have to leave right after the show, and I have a tight schedule, and I have a couple stops I have to make. And I made the one mistake you can't make if you drive an EV.
Mm.
Did not plug it in.
Oh, so you can't go to the gas station and instantly have
maximum
range?
This is why I didn't want to do this, because this is what he's going to do. No, it had been a couple days. I hadn't plugged in. It was like, I know I need to, and I didn't. And I got in the car today, didn't have time to charge, started doing the mental math in my head, and I could make the two stops I need to make, but I'm going to be flirting with running out of fuel. And it's not like when your car runs out of gas where someone could just get you a little top off and get you home. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it's never happened to me. If your EV runs out, you have to get towed, right? What other solution is there?
I've got some AAA batteries in the car.
No, that's not
can't
how
you
that
just
works.
Swap out the AAA batteries? You flip the car over.
You need a screwdriver for
you
that.
You need a screwdriver. Mm-hmm. You take off. You take those AAAs out. You put some new ones in, and you're off and running.
No, when I was doing the math pre-show, and I'm like, it's 18 miles here, and then it's another 20 miles here, and I've got about 50, but it's not exact.
You don't run into traffic. And today, it's not going to be hot as it was yesterday. I imagine if you turn the AC on, it drains it a little bit more.
I drove in using none of the features in the car because, yes, that also drains your stuff.
Yeah, turn the light. I wondered why somebody was pulling with no lights on.
Have you looked for charging stations so you can make it to where you need
stop
to go?
One, yes.
But then afterward, maybe you can find a charging station before you go home.
So here's the issue with EVs. If you go to the...
One of them.
And I like the EV, but this is an issue that I have run into. If you go to the fast chargers, you can fill it up like a gas station. It takes a little longer, but it'll get you where you need to go. 15, 20 minutes, you're fine. If you go...
Not quite like a gas station. I don't sit around for 15 minutes at a gas station.
I said it's much better than the alternative, which is the base level charger that you see at a lot of these like parking garages or the ones that got installed years ago. It's like a mile every 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So you'd have to, it's good if you're going to park at your job and it's going to sit there for 8 hours and then you drive home, but it's not realistically an option for people. Mm. It's not at all something you could just, hey, I'll take a half hour, an hour while I'm here and then I'll be juiced up and ready to go. Most chargers don't get the job done unless you can park it there for half a day.
Maybe you should just call an Uber.
I did consider that as well.
Somebody who's got some gas.
I did think of that. I could Uber to the stop, but then I'm eventually going to have to Uber
back
either
here.
Home
back here.
Or back here.
Hmm.
So then I go, I should have taken our other car into work today, but my brain cells aren't working at 4 in the morning. So I know I need to wake up my wife to at least keep that as an option where she could drive here and we could do a key swap before the end of the show. The alarm went off because that was my reminder.
Your wife can run out of charge before she gets home, and then it's her problem.
There's enough to get home.
There's a good answer.
There's enough to get home. There's not enough to run the two or three errands I have to make.
As long as she doesn't run into traffic and there's no construction. Because
there's
not a direct route to get home from here.
There's enough to get home. That's not the issue.
Highway is closed.
You're going to do a swap in the parking lot?
Okay.
Yes. So, I mean, it's... It used to be just on the cruise. Now it's in the parking lot.
Now, I think it was Greg that suggested, maybe it was Tom that suggested seeing if there is a charging station nearby, like that you could go to on a commercial break, like across the street, drop it off, run back here.
And then take a couple hours.
Did you look for that?
I did. There wasn't one.
No. Oh, I wish there was, because I want the video of him running back.
Hustling. We got 5 minutes between segments.
Uh-huh. Yes. Getting back here all out of breath. Just because he had to plug in his car.
I think I'm in better shape than you give me credit for.
Oh, I, if you...
What are you going to say?
I'm not saying that you're not in peak condition.
Oh, I didn't go that far.
I'm just saying that if you are, because I've been in this position before where you got to grab something out of the truck or something like that, and then you got to get back. Even if you're running just through the building, you sit down, you're going to be a little bit out of breath.
Of course.
Which would be hilarious.
I don't even want to read these tickets. The first thing I looked down at.
I mean, so maybe it's just let's go back to the future.
Yeah.
Like they made the flux capacitor.
Yeah.
And then it was being able to put trash in. Is there? Do you have that option where you could just put
like
a little trash
that
in there?
Way?
Yeah.
No, it's not like a recycled.
No. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Well, you said back to the future. I thought we were going to get the wire across the road and the hook on the back and get a lightning
storms
strike.
Storms are anticipated for this evening. So if you Uber and then you time it right, you could hit the lightning strike at just the right minute.
At exactly 10:04.
Yes.
1.21 gigawatts. Ah! Uh-huh.
I'm Doc Brown now.
Uh-huh.
I looked out at the ticket text and I see this. It says, how could you be such an idiot and not plug it in every night?
I kind of thought that's what you do. Like every time you get home, you pull into the garage and you just plug it in.
For the most part.
It's not a habit now.
I've never run out. I've never really even had it as low as it is today. And now I have other errands to do right after the show. Tight schedule. And my options are Uber, which ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah, walk. Run out. I mean, that's always an option.
I'm not going to be able to walk where I need to go. Run out of lightning. Electricity.
Yes.
Sure.
And have to be towed. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Risk it and go on the equivalent of EV fumes where I need to go.
You know what?
Or I swap cars.
Which requires
waking your wife up, making her drive out here.
All the way
I've got the perfect solution.
You do.
Yeah. I do. I'll let you know when we come back.
I'm sure it's going to be so helpful. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you're unhappy with how you look, how you feel, and you're concerned about your longevity, you got to lose a little bit of weight. Imagine yourself being down 40 pounds in just the next 40 days. That's right. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. I know this program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days with Ideal You. And here's one of the steps that you could take. Book today. Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. And the information that you get from that body composition analysis, you're going to be paired with a weight loss coach, and you will construct a weight loss plan that works individually and consistent for you. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and just be happy in your own skin again. Getting into clothes in the morning that fit better, and maybe you want to be in the front of that picture instead of the back of the picture. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis, $150 value, absolutely free.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bullpen game went off the rails. Tigers lost to the White Sox. We have a Tiger topic end of the hour, 8:50. A rumored fit. Mm-hmm. Should the Tigers go out and trade for this player? We'll get to it. Also, we have MLB power rankings, the power surge.
Yeah.
I'm hijacking that today. I'm also dealing with a potential power outage. And John, yes. You have a solution?
I think I might have two.
Okay.
One... You probably won't be much help in this. I'll just do it myself. We could just throw it in the back of the truck and then I could drop you off wherever you need to go. I got a little extra time after the show today.
Carpool.
Yes. I mean, you don't need a big tow truck. We just throw it in the back of the truck.
This is
me coming from just trying to problem solve. And I don't know the answer to this. I'm sure you do. And it's probably not this easy. It's not a jump start because it'll start, it'll go.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a path where you could treat it like a jump start? So you just pull up next to my truck. I've got jumper cables and I keep my truck running and I hook my truck up to your batteries. You can't charge it that way?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I'm just...
We have some creative solutions.
I have an electrical outlet in the back of my truck. So if you have your charging cord with you, we could plug it into the back of that
and I could drive it.
It's not going to be a fast charger, but you might get one more mile out of it.
Because again, I'm going to be shooting the gap. It's going to be pretty tight today. I didn't charge the last two nights. It's a gym issue more than it is an EV issue. This is the first time it's ever come up. Although people are using it as a great opportunity to dump on buying EVs. It's a gym issue more than anything else.
All right.
I have done this to myself where I have to leave the show and I have to make a couple stops. And if I've done the math right, I've got like 5 to 10 miles of wiggle room, which I should be okay. But unlike a gas car, if it dies, you don't just go to the gas station and top it off. I probably have to get it towed. I don't want to deal with any of that headache.
So I have two texts. I have one from a ticket text. I have a personal one.
Yes.
The personal one may obtain or may contain some offensive language. Are you okay?
We have the dump button ready.
Offensive language.
Sure.
I don't want to hurt your feelings.
John, I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
All right. Tell the dummy to go to Southfield Chrysler to plug in for a few. They have chargers there, which is just over there.
Again, I have to leave right after the show.
Okay.
I don't have
So
time.
It's too far to walk back from there. Now, here's one, and I believe this comes from Coach Larry. And I've mentioned before, he is the one that dropped off the tortilla chips. He dropped off the punch keys. Everyone should have a Coach Larry mm-hmm. in their life.
Yeah, we all need one.
But this is unnamed, but I do know he works over here. I think you guys work across the street from Veoneer Magna. I work there, and they absolutely have charging stations. Make him do the walk of shame.
You should. I mean, it's right across the street. It's right there.
Yeah.
I said this before the show. I suggested it. No, millennial doesn't want help.
I looked up. Okay.
I could do it myself. Yeah. Well, where's that light bulb?
What about calling 911? You got an ambulance. You know how they resuscitate people with portable things.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. I thought charging my from my truck, but you could always do the. I mean, we have probably one of those heart jump things here, right? We could just hook it up to your car.
Some creative solutions on the ticket text. Go to Home Depot and rent a truck for $20. One of those pickup trucks.
I don't know, but you might start to feel manly.
Someone also said you can go get a U-Haul for $20. So now I'm driving around in an empty U-Haul.
I know where you have to go. And I actually, if that happened, I would follow you just to watch you pull in and park
to watch me make multiple stops in a U-Haul, the places I have to go.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
The other one says Stoney's probably free. He could drive you around today.
Or he could come and then you could drive while he's
car.
In the, yeah, that way you
That'd
actually
be better.
Get there.
Okay.
Oh, just put the sticker from Tom's car onto Stoney's and then you're good.
Oh, the I suck at driving sticker.
Yeah. Then you'd be fine.
Stoney's got a sticker.
Cookies, you're giving me anxiety. Why did you do this to yourself? Says you could have plugged it in at 4 a.m. Yeah, if I was going to cut it close to making it into work today, I could have tried to do like a last minute top off.
Yeah, but then we still would have had the topic of why is Jim late? I mean, maybe you're charging your station. Maybe there's a little morning delight.
Cookies, your phone battery's probably always at 20%.
39. This has been established in the cookie jar.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to charge your car on your air quotes camping trip? Costa, this is the most pathetic thing I've ever heard. Nate the plumber. In addition to a bunch of shots at EVs. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, a Washtenaw County man barricaded himself inside his home after kidnapping a woman early Tuesday morning. So officers were actually called right around 3 a.m. for a report that a man had forcibly put this woman into his vehicle. This was near Whitmore Lake. Then when police arrived at this guy's home, negotiations quickly began. The female was released pretty quickly. She was taken to a hospital for evaluation. And then the man remained in his home, and the crisis intervention team and tactical unit from the sheriff's office were called to assist. Nearly 12 hours later, the suspect surrendered and was arrested.
Mm.
Yeah, wild. The Detroit Grand Prix wrapped up on Sunday. We talked a lot about it. And after all was said and done, one IndyCar driver had some strong opinions, not only on her performance, but also on Detroit.
Mm.
So when asked about his performance, Pato O'Ward took just like a blowtorch to the entire race.
He's the Irish driver? What was his
Sounds
name?
Sounds like it. O'Ward is his last name. It sounds Irish. I would imagine so.
I wish I knew more about the race to know if this is like the right take on it. Like, I know Belle Isle probably was a smoother race.
A lot of drivers did comment about the bumpy, narrow conditions. Detroit does have the shortest course among the IndyCar calendar. So,
because my thought was the fans like the city. Maybe the drivers prefer Belle Isle.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Let's keep street traffic next time. Make this race really interesting.
With student drivers.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Got to dodge them.
Then they'll learn how to drive. The dynamic duo of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery are taking their talents off the field. Together, they're starring in a brand new Faygo commercial. So the ad was released on X. You can check it out. It shows both of them enjoying a blue Super Pop and a pink Bubble Pop. Obviously, Faygo flavors. It's a cute commercial.
Yeah, I actually watched it today.
Yeah, I did too without the sound, and I wish I could have heard it because there was music involved.
The only thought I had, though, is like Gibbs is drinking the blue one.
Yes.
Montgomery should be drinking a red one. Sonic and Knuckles are red and blue. He should
be
drinking
red pop. But the red pop is not, I think these are new flavors.
Yes, I don't know why they did it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I understand. But we all know red pop.
Yeah.
They want to show the bubble pop, the new one. we've been talking a lot about driving. Well, teenage drivers are being urged to be careful this summer, as statistically, some of the deadliest weeks on the road are between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So according to AAA, more teens die in car crashes during summer than any other season, and it's due to a combination of inexperience and immaturity, they say. They say each day, on average, 8 people are killed in teen-involved driving crashes. In 2023, 2,897 people were killed in the U.S. in a crash involving a teen driver, and they say a third of those were involved between those big holidays. So they're saying, you know what? Parents, have a conversation with your child.
Oh, yeah.
Stick a student driver sticker on the back of their car and send them off.
Keep them safe.
Most of them were because of being a distracted driver, going way too fast. And they say,
or just being an inexperienced driver.
Well, that's what they said. But also they say, you know, having another teen passenger in the car, which would then lead to more distractions. Those are the three top things that have caused these crashes involving teen drivers. So be careful out there. Mr. Beast is asking his mom to help pay for his upcoming wedding.
Mr. Beast?
Mr. Beast. I mean, this billionaire, right? Now, despite being worth an estimated $1 billion, Mr. Beast claims that he has very little money and needs his family support for his upcoming wedding. So he actually responded to a post on X, which described him as the only billionaire under 30 to have not inherited his wealth. And he responded to that post saying, I personally have very little money because I reinvest everything. He said, I think this year we'll spend about $250 million on content. And then he went on to say, ironically, I'm actually borrowing money from my mom to pay for my upcoming wedding, LOL. But sure, on paper, the businesses I own are worth a lot.
He just doesn't have the liquid cash.
Apparently. I mean, it's hard to believe. Because of what I know about him, and
well, and he's doing these game shows, giving away millions of dollars.
And he's got the chocolate bars. Yep. He's got other things.
Other products.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that, I mean, he's most known for like YouTube fame, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sure there will be some YouTube thing that comes out of his wedding. So why not make it a business expense?
Very easily could.
It seems like it could.
But people don't realize that's kind of how he did his business, where he just funnels millions into making the videos, and it's just kind of this machine.
Sooner or later, you got to pay yourself, right?
No kidding. Yeah. Tether with the news. All right, coming up next, the power surge, not football, baseball. The Cubs are in town this week. Tigers and Cubs, where do they rank? Who's the best team in baseball? It's 97.1. All right, guys, if you find yourself in a car accident, you need a law firm that's going to look out for you. You need a law firm that cares, and that's KG Law. I know Lawrence KG. I know his team. They're staffed up to get you the biggest possible payout. 98% success rate, and we're not talking small settlements to bump those numbers up. Big payouts. One example on their website, over $600,000 for an intersection collision in Sterling Heights. You can see what I'm talking about, kgcares.com. Their phone number is 877-KG-CARES, online at kgcares.com. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, call KG Law now. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back in the day, if you wanted to get like the baseball scoop, it'd be a Peter Gammons or maybe a Buster Olney. That role is now Jeff Passan, ESPN baseball insider. And he put out an article yesterday detailing some goals at the trade deadline for every team in Major League Baseball. Tigers have the best record in baseball. Let's see what he had to say. John, he makes the case the Tigers should trade for Bo Bichette. Shortstop, Toronto Blue Jays. We want to know people's interest level in this, but he writes, the Tigers have the best record in baseball, and it's not just because Scooble is the finest pitcher. Detroit's deep and plays clean baseball. They're managed by Hinch, perhaps the best on-base tactician in the game. While conventional wisdom suggests they could use another high-octane bullpen arm, renting Bichette's services before he hits free agency would infuse the lineup with the sort of bat Trey Sweeney simply does not yet wield. Gap-to-gap power would play well at Comerica and lengthen a lineup that has scored more runs than anticipated. After a homerless April, Bichette whacked 7 home runs in May and slugged better than 500. The Tigers don't need much. With their prospect depth, they can afford a luxury item.
So he is making a recovery from a slow start.
Yes.
And those 7 home runs are the only home runs that he has so far this year. And I say that only because, you know, he would be a huge upgrade over Trey Sweeney.
Yep.
Experience, obviously at shortstop. But also experience at the plate. His average is coming up. His OPS is coming up. He's at 748 right now. WAR is recovering. He's just under 1 right now. Yeah, it really comes down to, and at the trade deadline, if you're looking just for a guy for this year, which he would be because he'd be a rental, you're not going to have to give up top 100 prospects.
I would not think so.
So I'm all for it. If you can add another reliable bat, doesn't have to be one that's going to, you know, light your socks on fire with home runs. It's just going to be a guy that is consistent at performing, a guy that has experience in, you know, getting to the postseason, a guy that's got experience of what it means to be reliable in late July, August, September, a producer, good in the field as well.
It's been a topic of conversation. Left side of the infield, right-handed bat. Check, check. And the play style at Comerica, gap-to-gap power, makes a lot of sense. A rental, an upgrade over Trey Sweeney. That's the thing, guys. We've spent a lot of time on third base. Trey Sweeney this year, 600 OPS, 22nd among shortstops. He's a -5 defensive run saved. This is a spot you can upgrade. If you're a World Series hopeful, you're looking for spots to upgrade when you get to late July. This is a no-brainer to me. The only debate is this the guy that you would add? Maybe you prefer Suarez from Arizona who plays third base and has a little more pop. But they should be adding somebody, right-handed bat, who plays the left side of the infield.
And yes, we've already talked about a certain individual that we pursued in the offseason. We have no idea what the Red Sox are going to do. They're 10 games back right now. When do they pull the trigger and say, you know what, hey, this isn't the year. If this individual is going to opt out at the end of the year, we should get something for him.
Well, that would be the dream scenario. If he was healthy and they were out of it and he was made available, he's the best player they could add.
Yes. And then you start talking about other options. Bo Bichette is certainly one of them. I would be all for it. It really only comes down to, what is it that you're going to have to give up? And if it's, okay, a top 100 prospect, if it's somebody that's 80 to 100, again, you worked with, they have that term prospect for a reason. They haven't proven themselves. And those prospects, maybe they never will. You might be giving up a future MVP, but it's not likely.
Right. Like if you look at the Tigers system, they have 5 top 100 guys. You're not trading Max Clark or Kevin McGonigal for a rental. You're probably not giving up a Bryce Rainier or a Bersenio. Lorenzo is at the back end of that top 100. I don't think you should be giving up a top 100 for a rental. So now you go, anybody else, I think you should be willing to give up.
The one thing with Lorenzo is the emergence of Dingler and what their future plans are with Lorenzen. Is he going to be catcher or first? you know, it's how they see it. So I don't know. He could be available depending on.
But I'd want to be getting, let's say, a reliever and a rental bat.
Exactly.
Or, you know, or a more long-term bat. Like, I think you're open to making those deals.
So you mentioned Suarez because I kind of lean that way too. It'd be funny to bring him back home after all these years. But he has a club option after this year, which makes that a little probably more pricey, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's kind of, I would really like that because you're not guaranteed to have Bichette next year.
Correct.
You'd probably have to overpay him to keep him. I'm not crazy about that. I like the rental aspect of that. I like the idea of Suarez being here for 2 years.
Suarez is more productive than Bichette.
It's on the Scooble timeline.
Yeah.
You have the looming lockout at the end of that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot. There's attractiveness to that.
Suarez has 16 home runs this season. It would lead the Tigers.
Now, he did have the 4-home run game, so a little inflated.
Sure, but the guy has real pops, yeah, slugging over 500.
Carp had a 3-home run game, so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, his stat line, just a quick glance, not complete, it looks a lot like Torque's. You know, do you want that same player? Or you want a little more flair with a Bichette? The gap hitter has a better average.
But these are the moves they should be making, right? Cost-effective,
yes.
Infield upgrades, right-handed bats.
No, I think the people that thought the sky was going to fall eventually on this lineup, I think they're starting to be slightly proven right. Not complete. It's not affecting them in the win-loss column a ton. But, you know, Baez has been going down, right? Sweeney's going down, and you don't have the Vierling bat coming in there.
Well, that's the other part of this, is the unknown with Matt Vierling. We had figured he'd come back. He was here for all of 5 seconds, and now it's the same shoulder, and I don't know that you can bank on him being a reliable option in the order.
You don't want one side of the infield not hitting, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of where this thing is veering.
Think about it, too. The guy you'd be plugging in would not be someone that you'd have to put at the top of the order, or the top half of the order.
No.
Because they have productive guys. Parker Meadows will lead off. Torres has been ideal in the two spot, drawing walks, and he's crushing lefties. And then you have Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter, Torkelson, all OPSs over 800. You've got kind of your top five. You're looking to slot in an upgrade in the bottom half of your order that can hold his own on defense.
Right. You want a guy that can get on base, and then you start positioning guys that can knock him in. Like, this is the beauty of what A.J. Hinch has done over the course of his time, especially the last couple of years. We've seen him tinker with this lineup on a daily basis. Now, if he's able to tinker with, okay, here's our first four, and I could put, because of the pitching or because of whatever the matchup is, maybe I put Riley Green at three and Torque at four. I put, you know, Carp at three and I bump those guys down. But then you could start putting together the back half of your lineup. Okay, who can I get on base and who's going to knock them in? And now all of a sudden you get to a lineup where there's no holes in the lineup, and it is a threat to score runs in any inning. You don't get to the third inning and be like, well, okay, it's the bottom of the lineup. Let's just see if we can get to, you know, Parker Meadows.
I think it's a no-brainer. 248-539-9797. What's your interest level in Bo Bichette being a Tiger at the trade deadline? It's 97-1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.